This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Unfinished business is forcing lawmakers back to Capitol Hill today for what's expected to be the last meeting of the 108th Congress. The lame duck session was called to remove a provision from a big must-pass spending bill, a provision most members didn't realize was there. It's also the last chance for this Congress to enact a stalled package of intelligence reforms recommended by the 9/11 Commission. President Bush says he wants the compromise bill passed, but two powerful House Republican Committee chairmen have kept that legislation from coming to a vote in the House. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Before some of them head over to a Christmas party tonight at the White House, members of the House are expected to approve the deletion of a politically embarrassing provision that's holding up a $388 billion catch-all spending bill. The provision prompted an outcry when noticed in the Senate after the House had approved the big bill last month. It would have stripped away privacy protections for tax returns examined by certain members of Congress. No lawmaker has admitted inserting that provision. Instead, a veteran House Appropriations Committee staffer has taken the blame. But it's far less certain that intelligence reform, the other big item on Congress's agenda this week, will also get done. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist told ABC News yesterday that lots of people have questions about that reform, and not just the much-publicized House committee chairs, Duncan Hunter of Armed Services and James Sensenbrenner of Judiciary. And Frist hinted the compromise legislation worked out between the House and Senate might yet be reopened for tinkering.
I think everybody's going to come to the table and in the best spirit of the way these bodies work, when they work well, we'll come together and there will be compromise, but compromise that will be to the satisfaction of the majority of people in the House and the Senate.
Frist said he thought that could happen by late tomorrow or Wednesday. Connecticut Democrat Joseph Lieberman and Maine Republican Susan Collins were the chief Senate negotiators for the intelligence reform compromise. Lieberman told NPR he and Collins have opposed opening that compromise up for further changes.
But, you know, if the president feels that there are some words we can put in that don't weaken the bill, but somehow reassure some of the opponents, particularly Congressman Hunter, I'm not going to say no. I'll look at it and I'll want to know if we accept that language that that's it, that the bill's going to go.
Over the weekend, President Bush did give reassurances on the bill's best-known sticking point, which has been final authority over three spy agencies housed in the Defense Department. These agencies supply intelligence to soldiers on the battlefield, and House Armed Services Chairman Hunter says putting them under a new National Intelligence Director would create confusion in the Pentagon's chain of command. The president, in his Saturday radio address, disagreed.
The legislation I support preserves the existing chain of command and leaves America's 15 intelligence agencies, organizations, and offices in their current departments.
But congressional Democrats and even some Republicans say the president could be doing much more if he really wanted the 9/11 Commission's recommendations passed by Congress. Yesterday on NBC, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid urged him to push harder.
The president, who controls both houses of Congress, should use his power. And he said that he has power. He has a mandate. Let's let him pull a few bucks out of that pocket of mandate and give it to the House and Senate and say, here's part of my mandate. I want this legislation to pass.
Reid pointed out that he had not yet received a promised letter from the president urging congressional leaders to pass the intelligence bill. But Connecticut House Republican Christopher Shays says further reassurances about preserving the chain of command may not be enough to sway the House Armed Services Chairman.
I frankly believe that Duncan Hunter would oppose this bill if it wasn't an issue in his mind of chain of command. I think he simply doesn't want the Armed Services Committee to lose the authority over intelligence.
Hunter insists he opposes the intelligence restructuring at the urging of his son, a Marine who's done two tours of duty in Iraq. But Hunter has a new ally in recent days. Senate Armed Services Chairman John Warner has also started questioning the stalled bill. And it's still not clear whether House Speaker Dennis Hastert will even let the bill come to the House floor for a vote, where proponents say it would be certain to pass with a preponderance of Democratic votes. Hastert says he only wants the bill passed by the majority of his House Republican majority. David Wellner, NPR News.